Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. I would like to share with you. So, God bless him. My father-in-law and his wife, my stepmother-in-law, huge fans of our show. They watch usually later in the morning. They don't watch live, but they usually watch later in the morning. And they have been buying all the things that we've been selling, right? So like they get all the MyPillow things. They get all the things. She gets the GenuCell. They do all the things.
I love
They're huge,
them.
Huge supporters. And so I think that he wants a little more attention. And so they sent an email about a recent MyPillow purchase.
Really? Oh my God. Well, I can't wait to hear it.
So he says, "Dear Macarena and Daisy, Heather and I have been buying lots of MyPillow stuff like pillows, towels, and moccasins. Heather has been receiving MyPillow emails. Recently, she was going to order more towels from the email, another great deal. She was about to enter the discount code from the email when I said, try using code Checks. Well, she did, and the discount was better than the email code. Tell all of your listeners, good luck with your full-time podcasting. Love, Dad."
Dad. Hi, Dad.
So anyway, they are big, big fans. And it's like, you know, they'll ask me before they'll buy, they'll be like, is it really this good? Is like this particular product really this good? And I'm like, yes.
Right. We get that all the time from family and friends, right? They'll be like, really? Do you really use it? Do you really like it? Is it really that good? We get all that. It's true. We wouldn't be endorsing it if it wasn't awesome, you guys. That's how we roll. Yep. We don't lie. Hips don't lie.
So get your discounts on all the things. MyPillow.com/checks. Do it right now. You guys, oh my God, so much news. So could this be a worse week for the Biden administration? No, it could not.
Yeah.
It could not.
I mean, but you know what? It'll probably just get worse for him. I mean, his approval rating is in the tank. So bad. I mean, it's like, I think, what is it? Like Jesse Waters was talking about things that have worse approval ratings. And he said the dentist has a worse approval rating. And I think I said to you last night, like chlamydia has a worse approval, like it's a better approval rating than Joe Biden. It's like, he's so disliked right now. So disliked. Yeah.
And it's everything is not going, nothing is going his way. Not a thing.
No, he's failed on so many things. He's got so many years left too. I just think about like all the time he has left to destroy things. That's what freaks me out. But yesterday was a monument.
Why would you say that?
I'm sorry. Everybody just is going to drink a lot this weekend. But I mean, but yesterday was a monumental day.
Yes, it was. And we're going to get to all of the things. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to start off with a clip from Jen Psaki yesterday in the presser. I was so excited for her presser yesterday because I was like, man, she is going to have a day in the press conference. So there was a guy, what's his name? Justin somebody. I think he's from Bloomberg News. And he basically rattled off all of the things that are going terribly, horribly, awfully, just really wrong for the Biden administration. So he rattles all them
off.
Here's a list. Here's just a little bit of a list, right? So I'm going to play that part. Now, in the middle, because this clip is way too long to play the whole thing, but in the middle, she answers him by saying, well, but look, we just don't see it through the same lens because we got the rescue plan passed and we got infrastructure passed and we're awesome at all of these things. And so she tries to spin. And I will say she did a pretty good job, because that is her job, of spinning. But then he doubles down and the rest of it is hilarious. So we'll play his initial list of all the terrible things and then we'll play the end. Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, she's so tickled. I love when you tickled.
But you're determining next steps. I mean, frankly, things just seem like they're going pretty poorly right now for the White House. But, you know, Build Back Better is being blocked, voting rights being blocked, diplomatic talks with Russia doesn't seem to have brought us back from the brink of war. Inflation's at a 40-year high. The virus is setting records for infection. So as we kind of hit this one-year period and a period where everything seems like it's in pretty rough shape, or nearly everything, which is not an invitation, I guess, to list off some other things. I'm wondering at what point do you take stock and say that things need to change internally, whether it's your outreach for the Hill, whether it's the leadership within the White House. You seem to be stymied on an incredible number of fronts right now.
So he said, you seem to be stymied on like an incredible number of fronts right now.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to shift your thinking. Maybe it's time for a new strategy.
Change leadership, all that kind of stuff. Yes. And then then she doubled down. Like she was like, we're awesome. Yay. That's what she did. Okay.
Right. So she rattled off a list of like the things I just told you, like the infrastructure plan. She's trying to point out like the positives. And so his comeback to her is like, so you think things are going really well then? And
right.
Then her answer is so ridiculous. Okay, here we go.
I think that having worked in a White House before, you do hard things in White Houses. You have every challenge laid at your feet, whether it's global or domestically. And we could certainly propose legislation to see if people support bunny rabbits and ice cream, but that wouldn't be very rewarding to the American people. So the president's view is we're going to keep pushing for hard things, and we're going to keep pushing the boulders up the hill to get it done.
So
bunny rabbits, ice cream, and boulders. That's all I heard. What the hell is Broad talking about?
I don't know.
Rabbits, boulders and ice cream. Okay. All right. That was the worst answer ever, but she thinks that they're doing a great job. With the boulders and the pushing and with the bunny rabbits, pushing them and getting crushed by the boulders. That's not a good visual, Jen. It's not.
All right. So what we know, let's go in chronological order with the horrible things. Okay?
We shall do that.
So the first horrible thing that took place The first thing that took place earlier in the week that was horrible was obviously the Atlanta speech, where he was Mr. Divisive Pants and everybody roundly criticized him, Democrats included. They were like, that was a terrible speech.
Yeah, you're racist, Jim Crow, blah, blah, blah. Right. Emancipation Proclamation, blah. Yeah.
You're okay. All terrorists. You're all
right.
Horrible, horrible people. So Nancy Pelosi had herself a presser yesterday, too, and she was asked about her reaction to the speech, and this is some like serious awesome level spin right here. Take a listen.
I think that the president may have gone a little bit too far in trying to sell this particular bill to the American people and trying to get votes to try and get this passed by a breaking the filibuster.
No, I stand with the president. I think that I thought his speech was wonderful, and I stand with him in the fight for voting rights. No criticism of Mr. Durbin. He has to do what he has to do vis-a-vis his own members and the rest. The only criticism I would make, too, I wouldn't say they're criticisms, but observations. Nobody knows who Bull Connor is. And if we're making the case to say we're going to be with Martin Luther King or Bull Connor, who's that? We'll be with Martin Luther King or the peak Martin Luther King and John Lewis, or the people who unleashed the fierce dogs on them. That's who Bull Connor is. Strom Thurmond, none of us have a lot of happy memories about Strom Thurmond. So again, since you ask my critique of the president's speech, I thought it was fabulous. I come out, congratulate him for it. It was well received even among those who had some apprehension of what's going to happen with this, all of this next. So I thank him for it. I stand with the president in the fight for voting rights.
She is bad. She is just bad shit. I'm glad to see that her eyebrows have kind of come down a little bit. They've returned from their trip to her forehead. They've returned from a galaxy far, far away.
They were migrating to the northern border.
Right.
And then they have retreated.
And they were like, they took a little vacation to the equator. And then they came back and they were like, oh, we're back. We're back, Nancy. We're back.
So she said that, and then of course, you know, the whole push has been about the voting rights legislation since they can't get Build Back Better. That's been a bust. Uh-huh. And so they thought, okay, next best thing is for us to get voting rights. And so we're going to make a huge push for that by calling everybody racist. You saw just now Nancy's reaction to that.
Fabulous. And fabulous. Then,
mm-hmm. Kyrsten Sinema took to the floor with a 20-minute amazing speech. If you have not listened to the whole speech, I highly recommend it. Obviously, Democrats are furious at her. But if they actually took a moment and listened to what she said.
They won't.
You're right. But it's, in essence, the 20 minutes was to talk about the purpose of the filibuster and how it provides a guardrail against the majority going crazy, right? So, and it's done that on both sides of the aisle. And so she, even though she supports both of the bills, the Build Back Better and the voting rights, she supports both of them. She does not support changing the rules, especially when the margins are so narrow. So I have just 11 seconds of her address, but I thought that this was the, like, kind of the key moment. And then this kind of set the wheels in motion for the terrible, horrible, awful day that Biden had. Here is Kyrsten.
And while I continue to support these bills, I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country.
It was a good speech.
Wow. Yeah, good. You know what? Good for her. God, she actually has some balls, and I like that about her. I really do. Like, she just doesn't give a half a shit what people think about her, and I dig that. I totally do. Why isn't she a Republican?
Well, because she believes in those bills. That's what's crazy about her is that she is all about them.
I know. I just wish she didn't. You know, I wish she didn't.
Yeah.
Because I like her. What do they call it? The chutzpah, you know?
I like the
chutzpah about her.
Well, yeah, I mean, that it was a fantastic speech, and everybody should listen to the whole thing because she's right. And then Manchin shortly after that released a written statement basically echoing the same thing. And he's just like, no, we're not changing the rules. This is totally crazy. Everybody needs to calm down. And right. that's the end of it. So we're going to get to Joe Biden's reaction because, oh, damn, was he mad.
So screamy, so upset. The guy, God.
I know, so screamy. But first, I have an email from Maureen Langenberg, who wanted to talk about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air fresheners. This is a really great testimonial. So she said, this is back in late November. She said, good morning, chicks. I am typically not a reviewer of products, but I need to thank you because this air purifier is thebomb.com. We have three large dogs, two Weimaraners, and an air doodle that all sleep in our bedroom, stinking up our bed, their dog beds, the carpet. I am constantly washing their blankets and our bedding, burning candles, using essential oils, air fresheners. Nothing has worked until Eden Pure's Thunderstorm. I love it. I plugged it in the bedroom as soon as it was delivered, and within an hour, I could smell, or better yet, not smell, the change. Right. My husband cannot stop raving about it, and I'm afraid he's going to take it apart to see how it works, because that is how his brain works. I'm telling all my dog friends about these little black magic boxes. They are absolutely amazing. This is what she's talking about, you guys. This itty bitty thing will freshen up a gigantic room, and it just plugs right in, or you can attach it with a USB to whatever device you want to attach it to. And you can, it has different degrees of intensity of the air freshening. It is amazing. And you can get a 3-pack right now you can save $200 on a 3-pack of these. So worth it. You just go to EdenPureDeals.com and use our code CHICKS.
She's totally right, because like our entire cabin should smell like dog. Like, you should walk in, and because it's 600 square feet, you guys, it should smell like one big fat, smelly, disgusting, farty dog, and it doesn't. It's amazing. They're amazing. So,
and you know, they're so little.
Right, they're very little. You don't even see them. We have one in the loft. We have one down here. We don't even have three. All three in here. We just have two, and it's just remarkable what they do. So she's right, absolutely right.
So Chicks 3. I'm sorry. The code 3 is because it's a 3-pack. So EdenPureDeals.com. Use code Chicks 3 and try them. You're gonna be amazed, and you're not going to regret that purchase at all. Okay, so Biden's reaction to the voting rights thing. I'm just gonna wait. No, I don't remember. Is this his reaction to the voting rights, or is it the reaction to the? No, it's voting rights. Because so many bad things happened to him yesterday. I couldn't.
A
keep
lot
track.
Of bad things. Yeah. So this is voting rights, not Supreme Court. Okay.
Yes, this is voting rights because we haven't even gotten to the Supreme Court yet. So here he is reacting and being a complete lunatic.
Y'all ask questions about complicated subjects like, can you get this done? I hope we can get this done. The honest to God answer is, I don't know whether we can get this done. Is this mic on? I guess, anyway. And I'm not sure either. But anyway, I hope we can get this done. But I'm not sure. But one thing for certain, like every other major civil rights bill that came along, if we missed the first time, we could come back and try it a second time. We missed this time. And the state legislative bodies continue to change the law, not as to who can vote, but who gets to count the vote. Count the vote. It's about election subversion, not just whether or not people get to vote. Who counts the vote? That's what this is about. That's what makes this so different than anything else we've ever done. I don't know that we can get it done, but I know one thing. As long as I have a breath in me, as long as I'm in the White House, as long as I'm engaged at all, I'm going to be fighting to change the way these legislatures have moving. Thank you.
That was a lot of screaming drama right there from Grandpa Biden. Just a lot of screamy stuff happening there. I was were you just cringing? Because I was like, oh God, he's going to start screaming. He's going to
start. And nobody's told him, I guess, nobody has told him yet that like the screaming is bad. It doesn't help. It's not good for anybody. Nobody responds to it in a positive way. Don't do the angry Biden thing.
Really, actually, all the talking is bad at this point. Just anything that comes out of his mouth is just bad. He's bad. It's all bad, Mom. All of it.
It's bad, you guys. It's bad.
I cannot. I can't believe we have to put up with 3 more years of this shit. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't sugarcoat it. I think to myself, I keep thinking, self, we only have like, oh God, we have 3 more years. How much more damage? They can do a lot more damage. Like, I'm trying to remain positive, but it's like, wow, they've done. Okay. This is why people drink, you guys. This is why.
Here's what will make you feel better. Cause I thought about
this,
when I also had that realization, oh my God, we have 3 more years of this crap. If the Republicans take back the House and the Senate, which I think that they probably will, here's what will happen. They'll do all the legislation, right? They'll write their bills. They'll write up all the things that they want to do. They'll try to impeach everybody. They'll bring Hunter up and they'll do all the things, right? And then yes, it's true that Biden will still be president. So they will send legislation to his desk. Biden will promptly say, no, I'm not signing this bull crap. I'm overriding that. I don't like that at all. And then they'll send it back. And if they have enough of a majority, they can override his veto and still get things done. But that has to require, and that requires a lot of turnover in the Senate.
A lot.
And so we just have to really, really make sure that we get those votes.
And listen, I have faith in people, but people have to get out and vote. Like Republicans cannot be, you know, conservatives cannot be complacent. They can't just think, well, I mean, of course it's in the bag because he sucks so hard. It's in the bag. You know, this is all going to turn around because we've seen that before. Right. You and I have witnessed that before. We have been there, done that, where we've just thought, oh yeah, this is in the bag. It's never in the bag. It's not. So you cannot get complacent. You've got to get involved. You've got to get out there. You got to make sure that your vote is out there. You got to make sure that you have spoken. So, you know, just don't don't get lazy, you guys. Don't get complacent. Make sure that we are making a difference, because, oh my God, it's crazy. I mean, I just look at him and I think, I cannot believe this guy is our president. And I cannot believe Kamala is our vice president. What is happening?
That is a perfect segue into her terrible, horrible, awful interview that she did with Craig Melvin. Couple clips I have from that. The first one is when he asks her about whether she's going to be on the ticket in 2024, which is so awkward. I think that's the first one. Let's look.
Are we going to see the same Democratic ticket in 2024?
I'm sorry. We are thinking about today. I mean, honestly, I know why you're asking the question, because this is the part of the punditry and the gossip around places like Washington, D.C. Let me just tell you something. We're focused on the things in front of us.
No, you're not. You're not focused at all. You're not focused on anything in front of you. You're not focused on the boulders and the bunnies. You're not focused on any of the boulders and the bunnies. Because she's up and at the border. She hasn't done crap. There have been no accomplishments. She's not focused at all. This is such a crap answer. And you know what? I don't think she even likes to be there. I think she is having a crappy time being in that position. I think she thought it was going to be pretty easy. You know, it was going to be like she saw Mike Pence and she thought, well, Mike Pence, that looks like it's a pretty simple job. I can do this. This is going to be a piece of cake. And people are telling me this is going to be, no, it's not easy. You actually have to do work, lady. And she got in there and she was like, oh crap. I have to do things? You mean I have to do things?
I thought I just got to have the fancy title and the nice house.
I know. I thought I had that exactly, and I didn't really have to do anything. No, you actually have to do things. And she's like, oh, crap. I don't know how to do any of these things. And they put me here. They sort of like handpicked me, put me. They didn't sort of. They did. They handpicked me, put me here. And now she's completely ill-equipped. She's inept. She has no idea how to do any of the things. And she's in an oh, shit position now. And you could tell she just hates it. You can tell.
Is it inappropriate for me to say that Craig Melvin is hot?
No, it's not.
I mean, he's hot. He's super hot, you guys.
He is pretty hot. And you could tell that he thought that she's full of crap.
Well, and then especially when there was the crazy answer that everyone is just like, oh my God. So this is the one that's getting all the attention. Listen to this.
Point. Does the administration say, you know what? This strategy isn't working. We're going to change strategies. Six former administration officials last week wrote that open letter urging the administration to change course, to change strategy. Is it time?
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down. And so right now we know we still have a number of people that is in the millions of Americans who have not been vaccinated and could be vaccinated, and we are urging them to get vaccinated because it will save their life.
At what point does the administration acknowledge these people aren't going to get the shot? They're just not going to do it.
I don't believe in giving up on people, Craig.
We'll never give up on those people. Okay, so the quote, in case you missed it the first time, you guys, it is time. Hold on, I gotta read it because it's like the greatest. It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
What does that mean?
It means nothing. It's a giant salad. It's a salad with the tongs. Everything's flying. It's like the Swedish chef. It's a big salad.
Oh my God.
It's just this woman. And you know what she thought when she said that and those words came flying out of her pie hole? She was like, this is going to sound great. You guys ready for it? This is going to sound great. Meanwhile, there are memes flying around with like that quote in it. And people are going, this is our vice president. This is what, if you voted for this woman, and if you voted for Joe Biden, this is how I feel about it. At this point, after a year of all of the crap that's happened, I want you to raise your hand, use that hand to punch yourself in the face. That's how I feel about it, because inflation is at its highest in 40 years. I mean, I'm building a house, so I'm hurting at this point because of this crap. Like, there's so many, I look at the gas prices are astronomical. I mean, in Indiana, they were talking about how gas prices are insane. Like,
out of control.
Out of control. Everything is like in the crapper, everything. I can't, if there is a single person who voted for these people and they think that they have done one thing right, name it. There's not one thing that these people have done right. And she is an idiot.
She's very good at asking all the questions, right? But when she is asked the questions, when she is put on the spot, she folds. I mean, she just can't cope. She can't.
And she can't do the work, Mock. She's not qualified to do the work. I mean, that's the thing. When you hire somebody for a job and you were in HR, you obviously ask the people, hey, can you do the work? Are you qualified to do this job? No one vetted this woman to see if she could actually do the work, because she's not done any of it. And so there's just a disgrace. I mean, everybody in this minute, and she is 100% of a disgrace, because she's done nothing for the American people. Nothing.
Before we run out of time, we obviously need to mention the fact that the Supreme Court made a couple of very important decisions yesterday. The first of which is that they completely struck down this entire idea of OSHA requiring private employers with more than 100 employees to mandate vaccines. So this was hugely good news, hugely, hugely good news, massive win. The bad news is that they also voted to uphold vaccine mandates with healthcare workers. So basically any hospital or healthcare facility that takes Medicaid or Medicare dollars, they do uphold the mandate for those people with the religious and medical exemptions and weekly testing option. But that really, really, really sucks for healthcare workers who don't want to or can't get vaccinated. It really sucks for them. But the mandate, the OSHA part, is a huge win. The unfortunate part is that it has not, again, it's like anytime something goes wrong for this administration, they never take stock and think, maybe we're not listening. Maybe we're doing things wrong. Instead, they double down. And here is Jen Psaki explaining that perfectly.
The Supreme Court's decision on the OSHA mandate essentially means that in this pandemic, it is up to individual employers to determine whether their workplaces will be safe for employees and whether their businesses will be safe for consumers. So President Biden, you'll see this in his statement, will be calling on and will continue to call on businesses to immediately join those who have already stepped up, including one-third of Fortune 100 companies, to institute vaccination requirements to protect their workers, customers, and communities.
So they're just going to keep putting the pressure on, which is insane.
And states, too. They're putting pressure on states to do this, to comply and do the same. Going back to healthcare, I think the healthcare industry, we're going to see over the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to see huge ramifications in this. Because, I read a whole thread the other day, because I mean, my sister's a nurse, but I think we're going to see a lot of people that just don't even go into nursing and that field in general, because I just don't think there are a lot of people who want to do it anymore. And two, it's just because of all of the stuff, they're going to pick a different field. And then two, there's going to be a lot of people who go and they want to become like nurse practitioners and PAs and doctors instead of nurses. And that is going to be bad for people like us who are getting older. That's going to be bad. We're going to see a lot of that in the next probably 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And so this is going to change. I don't think they understand the ramifications of all of this, of everything, when it comes to our children, when it comes to all these different fields, these industries, what they're doing to affect everything, all these different industries across the spectrum, how this affects entire industries and people in general. And so it's just, it's long term, and it's very disconcerting.
Well, and Psaki keeps saying things about how, Joe Biden's taking all of these actions. He's using every tool, right? Every tool in the belt to make sure that he's doing all the right things to help fix gas prices, help, fix supply chain issues. But he's not doing any of the things that are obvious and right there ready for example, they keep blaming everything on the pandemic instead of blaming things on their reaction to the pandemic. It's their reaction that has been a complete botched nightmare. All they have to do is actually let the oil workers go back to work, open up the pipelines. That will bring down gas prices literally within 4 weeks, and they won't do it.
It's typical Democrat, though. I mean, that's Democrats believe that government can save us. They're the ones that say, we're here to save you. We're from the government, you know, and we look at it in a different view, right? Conservatives are like, get out of our freaking way. Let the individual, and that's the way America is supposed to be. It's supposed to be that way, which is why we are conservatives, right? Because we don't believe that crap. It's not the way it's supposed to be. So they just keep pounding with the government stuff. They keep pounding, saying, we're going to help it. And meanwhile, they just keep putting dirt and mud and gunk on top of it and keep screwing it up. And that's exactly what we see happening. And they just won't stop. They will not stop. Okay, so everybody bring it in. I'm going low.
I'm going high.
Bring it in. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk about Monday.
China is gaining a major foothold in Latin America while the U.S. ignores it. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll speak with Jessica Bedoya of the Inter-America Development Bank about the best way to re-engage Latin America. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.